This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
When I pull up to the parking lot, it's time to level up. Dial in, showing out for your team. Listen up, get you some. I stand the fan to give you what you need. Fan fuel, game time. Turn up the intensity. Team colors bleeding now. 5 hour energy. For a limited time, get the fan fuel flavor at 5hourenergy.com.
When it comes to hiring, don't search for a great talent. Match with them. Thanks to Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find qualified candidates fast. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility. Go to Indeed.com/listen and tell them you heard about them from this podcast. Terms and conditions apply.
You want to get back into the Falcons for a few minutes? Okay.
Might as well.
What's left? What's left on the bone?
Let me
say this, because I know a lot of it's been the Kirk Cousins negativity. Understandable. It is what it is. Yeah. Kadarrell Hodge is having a hell of a season.
We talked earlier, we gave out game balls, and he was one. You want to talk about the walk-off touchdown.
Yes.
The special teams. He's been good on special teams all year.
Playing great special teams. And when Drake gets hurt and he comes in, he's done a great job as a receiver as well. He blocked two punts last
year. Yes, he did.
Now, they did mess it up. Like, they blocked the punt and then tried to scoop it, didn't fall on it. The Raiders guy gets it and runs it and damn near gets a first down. That was very frustrating.
It was.
It was like, even when something good happened last night, there was still a layer of frustration to it. But, yeah, Kadarrell Hodge is having a really nice year. I love that.
Yeah, good for him. D'Angelo Malone. Those young rotational defensive linemen played really good last night.
Yeah, Zach Harrison
played well. They played well last night. Obviously, Bijan running the way he did, running tough, everything, getting his 1,000 yards. Congratulations. Tyler Allgeier was running hard. I thought the offensive line, for the most part, was fine. They gave up a couple. I thought some of the snaps on some of the run plays were horrible.
There was a couple really bad
snaps. Horrible. And all over on the run play, making Kurt have to, you know, do more than he needed to. So that was a bad issue right there. The safeties played well outside of Jesse Bates missing the damn tackle. And he shakes him off and goes score the touchdown. I thought Caden Ellis is playing some ball.
Yeah, he played really well last night.
Caden Ellis is playing some ball.
Got a sack, tons of tackles. He's just active. And I know he's probably kind of still playing a little bit out of position. He was really only allowed to play where they want him a couple times this year when Troy Anderson's out. Like, he's probably out for the year. So that's another conversation for another day. Just a really unfortunate year for him where he had that one great game, and then he's been hurt pretty much since then. Obviously, he was hurt last year and didn't play a lot his rookie year. So we're going to be going into year four of Troy Anderson still not really knowing what we got, which is a shame. Because it does seem like he could be a really good player if he was healthy. But no, Caden Ellis played really well last night. You said it earlier, and I think it was a really good way to put it. The guys on defense, the guys on special teams, Bijan and some of the guys on offense made the Raiders look like the raggedy-ass football team that they are. They played like they were playing against a team. They gave up 9 points, man. Like, that's a really good performance, even against a bad team like the Raiders and their third quarterback and all that. You hold an NFL team to single-digit scoring, that's a good day at the office for the defense. Unfortunately, the Falcons quarterback played raggedy, too.
Yes.
So that's how you have a game that's
15-9.
You have two block punts, a blocked extra point, 4 sacks, 10 tackles for loss, and a safety.
Yes.
And their bad quarterback has the ball in his hands with a chance to win the game.
Because you're quarterback.
That's how.
That is the only reason, the main reason that game was where it was, because of poor quarterback play, and not poor quarterback play, and a head coach that's risk averse by not letting him put the ball in there. Because after that the first down in the second half, you throw that ball. Now it got tipped a little bit, but that was a hell of a catch by the defender also. But it don't matter, it was an interception. It was a damn interception.